We did have a good meeting. We had a lot of committees give reports, reviewed the audit committee, which I won't go into any more depth because Dave just did that, of course. We have looked at how we're progressing on the long-range plan. You know, that was a thing that it's a work in progress that we're always looking at and trying to follow and make sure we're doing things that we need to be doing. So I want to report that that's coming along fine. Past President Steve Fogelsong, of course, is in charge of our nominating committee. He gave us the updated report and visited about that. One point I would like to make is we certainly want to appreciate all those who actually interviewed and went through the process. You know, this is a grassroots organization, and we need to have these people, and we do really appreciate it. It's tough, as I say, to pick a starting lineup out of all the good team members that we have. So congratulations to everybody that was selected, and we also want to thank and know that you're definitely part of the team, anybody else that interviewed. The committee heard from membership report. Marvin Kocash, of course, has been recognized here, and we want to thank Marvin for stepping up to the plate. He's actually putting more items on his menu, so we certainly want to thank Marvin and everything he's doing and his membership team. Phil Hardy gave an update on the NCBA PAC. Those of you attended that was a great event. We had a lot of fun. And the thing I'm really proud of is that we have made an effort to raise the level of the understanding and the participation in our political action committee. As I stated in my comments earlier, you know, we are a force to be reckoned with in Washington, D.C. We've got an office there that's second to none, and we've got people coming to us and want to be a participant in our location, and we do have influence there, and that's a lot to do with the Political Action Committee. It also stated this is probably going to be one of the most critical elections that we're ever going to have in my lifetime. So we want to make sure that we can have a say in shaping of the future of our country. We heard an update on policy issues working on as well in Washington, D.C. You know, there's a lot of items. We've had successes in 2011, but we're not going to rest our laurels, and we're going to have to be on our toes for 2012, and I'm sure that we'll be there. The thing I always like to say is in the cattle feeding, we've got cowboys that go out there and ride the pens and looking for cattle that maybe don't feel the best. And we consider a good cowboy as somebody that can pick out a steer or a heifer out of a pen that is actually coming down sick. And I say a good cowboy can do that it's picking a sick animal out before it knows it's sick. And I kind of relate the same thing to Washington, D.C. We want our people in Washington, D.C. to be around on the Hill and know if there's something brewing before a time that may have an effect on our industry. So we've got great cowboys up there that are actually finding things out before and actually putting a stop to a lot of them if they'd be negative. So we're very proud of them and want to continue that work. I'll kind of close by saying the other thing that I did was during the end of the deal, I intend to put together a working group to look at the all aspects of the checkoff. We do know that the OIG is coming down with their report of how that came about. We do need to probably analyze that to see how it affects what we're doing and what we're going to be looking at in the future. We may need to make some changes. We don't know, but I want to have a group together to be prepared in looking at that. I also want to look at our existing policy. We've got policy on the books regarding the checkoff, and we want to make sure that we're following our policy and doing what we need to be doing there. As you're well aware, many states are looking at individual checkoffs within their states. We've got a lot of different varieties. We want to find some, if nothing else, information that we have access to so we can be at least knowledgeable what's going on out in the industry and how they're looking at their state checkoffs. This is not going to be a permanent group. It's simply to look at all aspects of this, and we'll give it plenty of time to review things and make recommendations to us. So, Mr. Bill, that concludes my report, and I move for the adoption of the Executive Committee report.